Hello, everyone who are listening online this morning, which should be everyone because we had canceled our services. As you may have seen, many churches in our area have canceled their services this morning because of the growing spread of the coronavirus. And with Tom Wolf's announcement this week that seemed to indicate that he would like to have as many public gatherings close down and cancel as possible to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And so we thought it was wise to obey and follow the instructions of our governor in our county. And so today we're going to be continuing in our series called Don't Give Up. And we're going to be doing online messages as long as this coronavirus issue seems to be something that is causing danger or harm to people in our area. And so today, ironically, the message was going to be on anxiety. That was my intended message. And I feel like everyone was a little on edge this week with the whole coronavirus issue happening. This topic of anxiety and the sermon that I was going to give, I kind of edited it a lot because of this issue of the coronavirus. And so I really wanted to speak into that today and respond to that, talk a little bit about why we made the decision to cancel, a little more in depth than what our letter said. And then also talk a little bit about how Christians should respond to the coronavirus and this issue in our area. And then also talk a little bit about how that ties into anxiety in our issue. I feel like it would be not appropriate to address this or talk about this. Everyone is talking about this right now. No matter where you go, people are talking about the coronavirus, and you see it on social media, you see it on the news, people are talking about it in their homes, at stores, everywhere. People are talking about this. So I wanted to really make sure that this is something that Trinity is in step with and that people in our congregation are being fed spiritually along this issue. And so first, we are going to address the heart behind why we canceled and why we canceled for 2 weeks. Then we're going to get into how Christians should respond to this. And then we're going to see how that ties into anxiety and how Christians can look to God and incorporate what they're feeling and all the emotions they're having around this into their faith so that they can grow closer to God. And so first, our heart behind closing. A lot of people may say, did we overreact to canceling because we canceled our services? Are we just going along with the flow of what everyone else is doing? Is it not strong leadership that we did that? Upon looking at all the different voices that were saying things about the coronavirus, first we have the World Health Organization that officially called this a pandemic for the world. We had Governor Wolf coming on and giving an announcement on Thursday about this whole issue, about how he wants to pretty much shut down Montgomery County as much as possible to stop the spreading of this. And the announcement made by President Trump declaring a national emergency over this issue, I think it's safe to say that our response to this was not out of step or not something that would be seen as odd. Our heart behind this, as far as our Christian worldview, is that we should always be caring for those who are disadvantaged, those who are at risk for this, those who are elderly, have heart conditions, who are diabetic. These people are people who, if they would come to one of our services and accidentally pick this up, could potentially lead to a serious illness for them through the coronavirus or potentially death. And it's hard for us to be able to justify that. And so when we look at this, when we look at scripture, good scripture to remind ourselves of is Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, which says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." So to bear one another's burdens, we see that canceling church service is our bearing the burden of those who are more susceptible to being at risk for contracting the coronavirus. We've seen through studies that often the younger generation are the ones who could possibly carry and transfer this virus unknowingly to older generations. Because our church has an elderly population, we wanted to really be sensitive to that. And so we thought it was in step with Christian worldview and the heart of a Christian's life to always be willing to sacrifice something that maybe a lot of people wouldn't really be affected about, wouldn't really be affected by, really be able to sacrifice something so that other people would be able to remain safe. And so when we consider that, and we considered that verse, it was not that hard of a decision. And we hope that that would continue to foster in our congregation, always having a heart and always showing love to those who are on the fringe, those people who could potentially be harmed, who would be at risk for not only this virus, but for really anything that would come our way. I hope that we're always willing to sacrifice for those who would be more at risk for something. And so that's a verse that was on my mind and my heart and something that was brought up in our conversations at staff. And so the second part of that is that we hope and we desire that this decision to close church and cancel all these gatherings does not further perpetuate this idea of fear or this idea of this hysteria around the coronavirus. We as Christians know that we should not live in a state of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And so as Christians, we should not be making decisions. We should not be carrying ourselves in a state of fear around this issue of the coronavirus. We should be wise and make sound judgments. We should be very prayerful about these things. But we should not operate out of a state of fear or reactionary type of decisions. And so we want you to know that this decision was not based out of fear or hysteria or kind of just lockstep with a lot of different churches, but that we really prayed about this. And we decided that we were not making a decision based off of fear or something reactionary, but that was something that was more along the lines of the second part of that verse, which is, but a spirit of love and of sound mind. And in our conversations as staff, in leadership type of conversations at church, we were all very prayerful and of sound mind, trying to listen to as many officials, doing our due diligence in our research of this, truly trying to love our neighbors and people in this community. Trinity does not want to be part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution in our community. And so we saw this as almost a no-brainer to cancel church services and all gatherings that would happen here at Trinity over the next 2 weeks. And so in this conversation and in the last couple of weeks, I'm sure all of us have experienced some sort of anxiety, right? Some sort of anxiety over this whole issue. Depending on how much you watch the news or on social media or who you're talking to, it can seem a little scary and it can cause us to be anxious about this whole thing. What's going to happen? How long is, you know, church, and not only church, but multiple institutions, how long are they going to stay closed? We can start having this fear and anxiety over this issue. And so we see 1 Peter, in the book 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7. He says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And so with this spirit of anxiety and fear that could be coming into not only our world, but in our community in Montgomery County, in Boyertown, we as Christians should be casting our anxiety onto God. We should be putting that onto God, knowing that he cares for us. And so my encouragement to you would be that you would remember that God loves you, that God cares for you, that God is still in control, that he is sovereign, and that he will see us through this. And so if you are feeling those feelings of anxiety, or maybe this coming week something will be announced or something will happen which will cause you to be fearful, always remember who God is. Encourage you to read the Bible, to be reading Scripture and reminding yourself of who God is. And so how do we as Christians respond to this whole issue happening in our community? Well, first, I think that we should be praying. We should be praying for those who've contracted the virus, especially those who are at risk for potential death from the virus. And so we need to be praying for these people. We need to be praying for the doctors, that they would be given wisdom from God on decisions that they have to make. Doctors and researchers who are working on vaccines for this virus are people we can be praying for. We can be praying that through this situation and this whole issue happening, that new relationships would be formed. And that because of that, people would be brought to a relationship with God. We should not be retreating in our ability or our wanting to share the gospel, but being creative in sharing the gospel when it comes to either sending a text, phone call, posting stuff on social media. These are things that we can still do, even though we're not maybe in person or we're not wanting to be around people. We can still live in a way that is spreading the good news of Jesus. And when it comes to sacrificing, I know that there has been a big scare as far as toilet paper running out of stores, and I'm sure maybe some different resources and different things at stores maybe are running out when it comes to food. We as Christians, what should our stance be? Should we be the ones who are first in line to get all those things and to buy as many toilet paper packets as possible and hoard them in our house? Or should we be last in line? And if they run out before we get there, would we be okay with that? Would we as Christians be able to maybe drive an hour or two in order to get what we need for our home so that other people would be able to get it easier? These are questions that we as Christians need to be praying about and really be thinking through what it means to sacrifice for others, what it means to really love your neighbor as yourself. So these are just some ideas of how we can be living out our faith during this time with the coronavirus issue that is happening. In closing, this morning we looked at really the deeper heart behind and the reasons behind why we decided to cancel church services this Sunday and next Sunday. Then we looked at how Christians should be responding to this issue. And then we looked at several verses that speak into a Christian's life right now and what are some things that we could be thinking about and how the Bible addresses those things. Overall, Trinity will be continuing to be able to use all of our digital instruments and tools to be able to continue to reach you and people in our community with the gospel, with Bible teaching, with connection, with devotionals, with prayer groups. And so make sure to stay tuned. be connected to our social media pages, be connected to our website, be connected as much as you can in order to stay up to date, not only with the general updates of what may open up or cancel over the next few weeks, but also ways that you can connect spiritually with us here at Trinity. We would love to be able to continue to minister to each other during this time. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for your son, Jesus. Lord, that he died for us on the cross and rose again to give us new life. Lord, we pray that during this time of uncertainty, during this time of isolation from a lot of people, Lord, that we would continue to rely on you, that we would look to you and have confidence that you are still on your throne, Lord, that you are still in control, and that we would continue to love you and love others around us. Lord, pray give us wisdom on how to go about living our lives in a Christian way in our community, and pray that we would just continue to honor you with everything that we have and everything that we do. In your name that we pray. Amen.